Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
If you leave me now, you'll take away the biggest part of me.
Hello, Chicago, bringing this back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you for using it to your advantage. Grace Marie Turner is with us. She's with the Galen Institute. It's a think tank focusing on healthcare reform. As I said earlier, Grace Marie has been working on healthcare reform for a long time. Before she joined me the first time in 98, she was working on it. She's helped me to formulate my attitude, my position on reform, on healthcare reform. And the one thing that Grace Marie and I have absolutely in common, and Grace Marie that we've talked about so long, is trying to advocate for and build in market-based solutions, market-based reforms, including portability, as you've talked to us about many times before, including helping to make consumers, American citizens, healthcare consumers, not just patients, and the ability to buy insurance across state lines, et cetera, et cetera. We've reported on all those things. Now we have Obamacare, and I still don't know all the ways that this is going to impact small businesses. Can you talk to us about that a little bit?
Well, I think the very biggest risk for small businesses is this mandate that's coming down, that the businesses are required to provide health insurance defined by the government.
Is that going to be, is that the one that's 50 employees or more?
50 employees or more.
Right.
And they're promising right now the tax credits for small businesses, but oh my goodness, they come with so many strings attached that it would just basically tangle any small business that tried it in red tape. And only businesses with 10 or fewer employees who pay their employees an average of $25,000 a year are even going to be eligible. So when you hear about these small business tax credits, you know, take another look. This is the government.
They're here
to help
Grace
you.
Marie,
don't trust this.
I know a company. This week I found out they've got 56 employees.
Oh, and they're going to fire some people.
They've already told
Absolutely.
Me how much it's going to cost. They've determined how much it's going to cost them if this stuff rolls out. And the guy said, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to wind up with less than 50 employees.
Well, and you look at some of the restaurant chains like Chili's.
Recently
was saying, you know, we provide a medical package for our employees, but it's nothing like the $20,000 policy
right.
that Washington is going to require them
right.
to provide.
The mandate
what
part.
What do they do? I mean,
yeah.
they're way over the 50th boat threshold, but we're going to start tracking that. How many companies are right around 50 employees? And I think you're going to see a lot of people losing their jobs if they work
but,
for
but
a
here's
company.
What's going to happen, Grace Marie,
oh,
and this
awful.
Is this is what Ted Kennedy tried to get done to the Family Medical Leave Act. They're going to try to push it down below 50 employees.
Oh, of course. I mean, that's just the starting
down to 25. That'll be automatic.
Right.
Grace Marie, one of the things I found out this week is that I have an HSA, as you know, and I've been a proponent, been advocating for people to buy HSAs, health savings accounts, folks, where you buy catastrophic insurance and you self-insure up to a certain amount. We self-insure up to $5,500. My family does, my wife and I. I found out this week that under the Obamacare, they're going to cut that deduction down to $2,500. In other words, the amount that I can deduct, not $2,500.
They're going to dilute, apparently
HSAs is the enemy of Obamacare, so they're going to dilute the effectiveness.
Well,
of
and
it.
what I worry even more, Jim, is that they're going to say, well, I'm sorry, that high deductible insurance policy that you have, that's no longer a legal health insurance policy.
Ah.
So therefore, you won't be able to add any.
So they're
going to
make certain products illegal.
And they are going to do this through the regulatory process.
Yeah.
They are going.
And of course, we're assuming when we say they're going to do this, we have to couch this by saying if we allow them to do this.
Well, and in the regulatory process, I mean, the only leverage if the Republicans were to take one or both houses of Congress this fall is to basically defund their ability to write the rules.
That seems to be the only way to have any kind of significant impact short of the next presidential election.
Well, and of course, in the courts, you already have seen 37 states passing one form of
legislation. But that's a long-term process.
It presumes
also that the Supreme Court, which it will ultimately be the decider, that the Supreme Court will even take the case.
Well, that's right, and whether or not there's a precedent. And what's going to happen to the Supreme Court between now and the time that that any decision will be made. I mean, they're
right.
expected to have two new vacancies on the court this within this year.
Are there anything in this bill that a small business owner could walk up to you in 2 or 4 or 5 years, if it's left like it is? Is there any possibility that a small business would walk up to you in a few years and say, Grace Marie, this actually has turned out to be good for me?
I cannot imagine. I mean, look at what small business wanted out of this. They wanted costs to go down.
That's one thing we know will not happen.
Every conversation.
Yeah.
And we absolutely know that costs are going to go up. They are going to have a mandate that they provide health insurance for their workers. They are going to face higher taxes on their personal income tax.
Right.
It's going to be harder to grow their business. How on earth is this bill good for
America? And it's going to increase the pressure on current health care services, isn't it?
It's going to make it harder to see doctors. We can see already what's happening in Massachusetts that has implemented
their system is a failure, isn't it?
With similar architecture. Small businesses say that the reporting requirements are at least as onerous as the taxes and the fines that they have to pay.
And you're going to become a lot closer to your IRS, your local IRS
they're
folks.
They're going to hire 16,500 new IRS agents.
Now that just
to look at the books of every business.
That warms the cockles of a small business owner, doesn't it?
Yeah, to see, are you complying with this new federal mandate to provide health insurance that the government defines?
Folks, these things that we're talking about, this is reality. This is your reality. This is the world you're heading into. And there's still opportunity to change it. We're going to talk about this some more with Grace Marie Turner after these messages. Tintel, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.